Slightly different episode this week. This time, I'm introducing six of my friends who are all experts in their own fields, and I thought I should share them and their expertise with you so you can check them out. That's this episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, the one with my friends, the experts.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Slightly different this time. I'm introducing six of my friends who are experts in their own fields, so you can check them out and find out a little bit more. First up is a gentleman we have had as a guest on an episode last year. I think it was. He's Brad Burton. Go and check his episode out, but not until you hear a little bit about who Brad is and why he's an expert. Hey, Brad, how are you doing, buddy?
Kicking ass, as always, Keith.
Awesome. So who are you, Brad? For those who haven't come across you, who are you?
So I am an entrepreneur. I'm the founder of Four Networking, the business networking organization that changed everything. I'm an author of four books, a motivational speaker, speaker at the highest level in the UK. And I think it's fair to say I'm not as thick as I look.
I'm glad you went for that line and not the other one. So what, so what is it you do? If someone said, what does Brad do? What is it that's unique to you?
Yeah, I make a positive difference, and that's really what I'm about. I'm about making a positive difference to prove to people that actually you can be a better version of yourself.
Brilliant. So how did you get started in this?
By making myself a better version of myself. You know, I've got no qualifications, done 4 years on benefits, been addicted to drugs twice, and started a business, £25,000 in debt, delivering pizzas. You fast forward 14 years, I run a national business now, I've written four books, and I'm a motivational speaker, as I said, at the highest level. That's how I did it, by actually being the product. So the journey that I take other people on is the same journey and the same path that I took myself on.
Nice one. And I guess that kind of ties into the next question, but what is it that makes you the expert in this?
I've made every single mistake in my field when it comes to motivational speaking. I made it all. When it comes to business, I made it all. Book writing, made it all. Marriage, made it all. Life, made it all. Money, made it all. And I think that's what makes an expert. An expert is someone that has made all the mistakes in a particular niche field. And all those things, I've made lots of mistakes. That makes me the expert.
It certainly does. So anyone who wants to find out more, get in touch with you, maybe benefit some of your expertise. Yeah. What's the best way for them to get in touch?
So go and Google my name, Brad Burton. If you like what you see, then check out, start again. If you like what you see, then you Google Brad Burton, do check out my private mentoring club at nowwhatclub.rocks. That'll be right up your street.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brad.
Cheers, Keith.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Fergus Matheson. Hey, Fergus, my friend, what is it that you do?
I'm basically a podcast agent, but under the name of Podcast Genie. I connect people with the best podcast that they can have for possibly their business. If they're a speaker, motivational speaker, or athlete, they're the audience that they want to be in front of.
Got it. So you basically connect podcast guests or people looking to be on a podcast with people looking to find guests for a podcast. You kind of match them together, is that there?
I match them together. I also research. Obviously, there's a bit of research involved in connecting together, because obviously there's so many podcasts out there. There's over 700,000 podcasts out there now, and obviously there's different types of podcasts as well, as in solo podcasts, interview podcasts, and mixed podcasts, which aren't all suitable for being interviewed on, obviously.
Yeah, I got it. How did you get into that?
I started working on, it was something that I just really fell into. I was working with an individual called Donnie Bowman from Success Champions podcast. And I was really, at first, I was just trying to help him out with his show, as in get guests for his show. We stepped on a Zoom pretty much like we are now. And I was thinking about at the time starting my own podcast. So we had a Zoom chat. He had a bit of time for me. we talked for about 30 minutes, and his enthusiasm of what he was doing branched out into me. And I felt like I wanted to give back to him to help him in a certain way. So within that, I kept an eye on his posts on Facebook. And one day he said, oh, can anybody help me with getting guests for his show? And I was able to put him in touch with a guest that we both know. And from there, it sort of grew. At first, it was more of a trust thing, because obviously with social media and that kind of thing, it's really a strange world that we live in these days, of that you have to gain people's trust. I could have been anyone, could have been a complete sort of weirdo that had come and posted about, oh, he can get guests. But over a period of time, we developed a relationship, a friendship. But I was able to do, which at the time was just to give back to him, was to get people on his show. And these people range from entrepreneurs, athletes, and speakers, and very, very high caliber people, which raised the ratings of the show, and he was able to have interesting conversations through that.
Brilliant. Nice. So that's kind of how you got into it. You're the podcast genie. What's I guess the question is, why should someone come to you as opposed to any other podcast person? What makes you stand out? What makes you the go-to person?
What makes me the go-to person? Because there's not many people that I've come across in my field within the UK, if I'm being honest. There's a few people that do it in the UK, but it's mainly a US-based industry at this moment in time, because of obviously the size of the US compared to the UK. And I think a lot of it comes down to people's transportation. People in America have a long commute to work. They also have Apple and Android devices built into the dashboards, and they're able to get podcasts through that. So it's easier for them to be able to get these on their commute. But obviously, within the country, well, within the UK now, we are slowly catching up with podcasts, and they are already available. People use them on their commute to work, and they also use them when they're at home, in and about the house, and also like maybe even jogging or in the gym. So this is something that's readily available for everyone.
Gotcha, got it. So what's been your biggest? What's been the most standout thing that's happened for you with this, or the biggest success that you've had, or the biggest surprise?
Probably the surprise really was reaching out to different people, as somebody like myself, not a celebrity, not from a big entrepreneurial background or anything like that, and reaching out to these people. I was taken back by that they'd make time for a podcast out of their busy schedule, would be able to give their time, to give back to people, to give back to the listeners that these podcasts have. But also, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, as in the people that I've reached out to, but as well sort of as form relationships with as well as I've gone along, and how friendly the podcast community is as a whole.
Yeah. Nice. So, hey, folks, if someone wants to get in touch with you, either they're thinking, hey, this is a guy to help me get on a podcast, or they're thinking, I need this guy to help me get people onto my podcast, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
So I have a website, which is www.podcastgenie.biz. And I also have a Facebook page, which obviously is on Facebook. And people can connect with me on my Facebook profile page. Mm-hmm. Or on my LinkedIn profile page.
Brilliant, cool. So the website again was podcastgenie.biz, or they can find you on LinkedIn or on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Any last words, any last message for people?
I think the main words would be for people to really think about having podcasts as part of their marketing strategy. I think in this growing world that we live in nowadays, it's really important to get your word out there, whether it's with your business or speaking, and podcasts can be that platform for you. It can be as easy as asking a friend, mm-hmm. or being on a friend's show and trying that out, or it could be as easy as joining a Facebook group. There's many groups on Facebook that are looking for guests and have shows on there looking for guests. And I just think it's so important to try this new way of growing your brand, personal brand, and growing your voice. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Fergus. It's been a pleasure. I've learned a lot. I hope you watching have been have learned a bit about this too. If you're interested in podcasts, if you want to get on podcasts, or if you've got podcasts and you're looking to find a new way of getting guests, get in touch with Fergus, podcastgenie.biz. Get in touch with him. He really does know his stuff.
Now, I'd like to introduce you to Gary Jones. So, hey, Gary, how are you doing, sir?
I'm all right. How are you doing, Keith? You all right?
Ah, fantastic, as always. Thanks. Cheers, mate. So, Gary, tell us, for people watching who haven't come across you yet, who are you?
So, my name's Gary. Basically, I work with businesses to help them become more confident and come up with ideas and strategies for their social media. So I talk to people about Facebook Lives, videos, about posts, about content that they create. And I love it. I absolutely love it. So I'm an ideas guy.
An ideas guy, which is a fantastic way to describe it. And that's yes. how we first connected was around
exactly
ideas. So that's who you are. But what is it you do? Why would a business need why would somebody need an ideas guy and all this social media stuff? What is it you actually do for people?
So my purpose in terms of coming to businesses is kind of giving them a fresh out one person to me and say, you know what, the product, the SKUs, everything you've got around you, the ideas that you've got and your experiences, you know, people want to hear that. So that's where I come in. I come in and basically open their eyes in terms of that. And I get feedback after the one-to-ones that actually their mind's blown. It's quite simple. And they've always got content afterwards, you know, and that's a great feeling for me.
Brilliant. So how did you get into that?
So my background is retail. So I was working in stores from the age of 15 up to the age of 33 in different various locations and different positions. And I always loved finding out about people. I'm nosy. I'm basically a nosy Parker. I love finding out stuff about people. And from there, I moved into a role where it's more marketing, business development. And again, those skills transferred over. And now I'm doing that all the time with social media and marketing as the forefront of the business.
Got you. So what would you say, Gary, makes you the expert in this?
Well, as I said, I've been doing this since I'm in the age of 15, talking to people. So I've got years of experiences in many different locations and many different people talking. But we were talking just off air a second ago about people's experiences, and actually, everyone's an expert in their own chosen field. And for me, I've got a great mix of retail and talking to people and marketing. That's why I'm the expert. No one's got that bar me.
Gotcha. And that is a great mix to have. So for people who want to find out a bit more about you, what you do, maybe see if there's some way in which you could help work together down the line, what's the best way for them to find out more?
So obviously I'm on social media platforms all across the board. But the main place to go to is my website. It's growmarketingandmedia.com. So that's grow as in grow, flourish, grow, marketingandmedia.com.
Fantastic. Pop along to that site. You'll find a lot more about Gary and that project. Gary, it's been an absolute blast. Thank you so much for taking a few moments out. I know you have an incredibly busy schedule. I'll let you get back to everything. Thank you so much, Gary. And thank you for watching. Catch you in the next one. Bye for now.
See you later.
My next expert friend has actually been a guest on two episodes of this show in the past. This is kind of technically his third appearance. almost needs no introduction, but hey, I'm going to introduce him anyway. Anyway, his name's Paul Newton of Mental Theft. Hey, Paul, buddy, how's it going?
Hello, mate. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic as always. Fabulous as always. Thanks. Now, Mental Theft, what is that?
Basically, I've been a magician and a mind reader for years. And about a year ago, I was at a gig and I was stealing things from this guy's head. I ended up nicking his PIN number, his password, his username, his first pet's name, his mother's maiden name. And then he pointed out in a very nice way that actually, if I can do that, I could break into any of their computer systems at work. And that was when Mental Theft was born. I realized that actually, if I can do this, there's scammers out there who will do this with a lot less morals than me. Mental Theft. I try and warn people about people like me so they don't get ripped off.
Yeah. Now, obviously, it's important to point out you don't, you're one of the good guys. You don't use this stuff to rip other people off. But you do this. you do this to show people just how easy it would be for them to be scammed. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do this on stage in front of people. I've had audiences of some very, very intelligent and switched on people. I mean, this will never work. And then during a 20-minute or a 30-minute talk, by the end of it, I've picked a victim throughout the main talk, and I will steal at least their PIN number or their password, and I'll get some personal information, like their date of birth, where what school they went to. And I have no stooges in the room. I have nobody set up to help me get this information. It's all done completely live after I've warned them what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's a bit, I love the fact that you say to them, I'm going to steal your PIN, and then you steal their PIN and tell them what their PIN is.
Yeah. And last night I was at I still call them gigs, by the way. I can't get away from that. Even though I'm getting more and more business speaking things, I'm still an entertainer at heart, so everything's a gig. But I did a gig last night for a very well-known insurance company. Mm-hmm. One of their guys there who is very, very rule orientated, will stick to the lines, everything's black and white. He told me at the start, you know, I know what you do, but it will never work on me. And by the end of it, I'd nicked his date of birth and his PIN number for his favourite credit card. And the look of shock on his face, because he honestly believed it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it. I'm scaring people into looking after their information.
That's the key thing, I guess, isn't it? Because mental theft is more than just, hey, I can nick your PIN. I'm going to nick your PIN. There's your PIN. I nicked it. Ooh, shoot. You kind of go a bit further than that, don't you? And helping them on the other side of things.
Yeah, exactly. And don't get me wrong, Keith. I mean, I charge the corporates enough so that I can have a good living and I can pay the mortgage. But that also means that I can go and do talks for free for little old ladies who don't understand how easily we can do this. Yeah. The scary one at the moment is how many times I hear that the elderly are getting phone calls from HMRC who want to talk about tax details, and they then nick all of their life savings.
Yeah.
It's horrible, mate.
Yeah, there's a lot of scammers out there. As you say, they target everyone from big businesses to little old ladies and everyone in between.
Yeah. Oh, mate, yeah. I had one on my mobile the other day calling me up and telling me that I had a tax investigation going on and that if I didn't reply to them, I'd be put in prison. Now, the voice wasn't correct. It sounded like somebody from a different country who was having trouble with English. The fact that it started asking me to press buttons, that just wouldn't happen. There's loads of little markers that if you know how to deal with it, you know it's a scam. But they prey on people's fear of being in prison for something they don't understand. Mm. And for a lot of people, that will shock you into, here's my information, how can we make this go away?
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
I was going to ask. Horrendous.
It certainly is. You're absolutely right. I was going to ask you how you got into this, but you covered that. It grew out of your
magician.
No, sorry, your frankly generally, amazing stage show.
Thank you, mate. I got into this because I'm a really, really annoying git. Yeah. That's what all of my friends say.
It's true.
it really is. And even Well, you saw one of my stage shows. Oh, God, how long ago was that now?
It was last year. Was it? Oh, beginning of the
year. Yeah. Got to have been just over a year, but anyway.
Yeah.
And even with the knowledge you've got of performing on stage and the knowledge you've got of hypnosis, I love the fact that even when you and I chatted, you still had that bit of, but how?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to crack how you did that. One of these days I'm going to work it out.
One of these days I'll get you, Gadget. I'll go watch Inspector Gadget. Anyway.
So, yeah, I mean, what makes Paul the expert in all things mental theft?
Do you know what? I've looked a lot and there is nobody else doing what I'm doing. The amount of times that I go to a talk and before me, the talk on cybersecurity will be a guy talking about firewalls and how the technology is amazing and nobody can break this. And you look around the audience and they're falling asleep. Yeah. We can talk about passwords. We can talk about encryptions. People are falling asleep. We can talk about how many scams have happened. They're falling asleep. I get up and start doing some magic tricks. Okay. And you see the audience go, oh, well, it'll never work, but it's interesting. I then warn them what I'm going to do. And I'm still doing magic tricks. And I'm doing my trick. I'm stealing information left from center. And then the end of it is, right, and on this one victim, or on these three victims that I picked while I was on stage, I'm going to write down some information on a card. I give it to that person. Don't tell the audience exactly what I've written, but tell them the type of information and if I'm correct. And when those people's peers or colleagues stand up and go, he's written down my birthday, my first dog's name, my PIN number, and my password. And they're all 100% correct.
Wow.
It just sets in the whole room. It just makes a bunch of intelligent people go, what the hell? How? And that's the big thing. It's in a world that can be very boring and a subject that can be very boring, I'm livening it up, I'm making people listen and entertaining them at the same time.
Winning combination. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't found anyone else that is doing what I'm doing.
Fantastic. So if anyone wants to find out a bit more or to get in touch, what's the best place to find you?
Well, currently, Paul Newton Magic on mm-hmm. any social media. So that's on Twitter, it's on Facebook, it's even on the weird TikTok thing, but I haven't put much on there because I don't know what to do with it. Instagram. So Paul Newton Magic, all one word, you can find me easily there. If you want to look at the mental theft stuff, just go to mentaltheft.co.uk. Have a look there, have a browse around. Even YouTube, there's stuff going on there.
Yeah.
If you want my help for free, then YouTube and the websites, I'll help you. If a corporate wants me to come and talk to them, just go to Mental Theft and email me through that.
Brilliant. So for the magic and entertainment side, look up Paul Newton Magic. You're everywhere on all social media. And for the mental theft side, mentaltheft.co.uk, did you say?
Perfect.
Yep, mentaltheft.co.uk. And you can find out more about Paul then and get in touch. Hey, Paul, it's been an absolute blast. Thank you so much. And I'll catch you again very soon.
And Bud, thank you for all of your support as well. The stuff that you've been doing, and I know you've put stuff out about me before. Mate, it all helps. Thank you so much for that.
My pleasure. Next friend I'd like to introduce you to is Seamus Doherty. Hey, Seamus, man, how's it going, sir?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
I am fantastic, thanks. So who are you, Seamus? Tell us who you are.
My name's Seamus Doherty. I come from sunny Staines down there near Heathrow in the south of England.
Nice, nice. And what is it you do?
I'm a personal trainer, although not from the conventional sense in working in the gym. I help people outside of the gym who might be a bit anxious about going to the gym, which is where I started myself from.
Gotcha. Gotcha, nice. And as well as weight, being a personal trainer, you have a particular expertise. You focus in weight loss, isn't it?
Yes. I focus on weight loss. Obviously, there's lots of people there that need help with that. But lots of conflicting stories and lots of people saying you need to go on this diet and that diet. And actually, probably don't need to. It's just exercise and movement.
Brilliant. So
How did you get into all of this, Seamus?
Kind of by accident. I myself was overweight, by about 6 stone, and I started to try and lose weight myself, started some exercises, ended up helping a friend. They kind of laughed and joked that I should become a PT. Before you know it, I had some PT stuff sent to me, courtesy of my wife. And I kind of just thought, actually, do you know what? I don't enjoy what I'm doing. I've been in the motor for 20 years. I don't particularly like cars. I was just good with numbers. And I thought, well, actually, do you know what? I kind of enjoy this. There's a bit of a buzz helping other people. So, yeah, I kind of inadvertently changed my career path myself, but had no intention initially to do so.
Got it. So you kind of almost fell into it because it was something you yourself needed to do.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely needed it. And yes, it's hard. Actually, it's rewarding when you do it for yourself, and it's just as rewarding when I see other people getting results, even if they're not my clients. Seeing other people lose weight is I know how that feels. I know that buzz and that sense of I've achieved something. It's not like sitting in an exam or passing the driving test. When you lose weight, it feels awesome.
Got you. So, Seamus, what is it that makes you the expert on weight loss?
I've been there and done it. Lots of my colleagues and peers that I look up to have always been, I won't say body beautiful because there was no such thing as that, but they've always been on the right side of the scales, and they've always kind of good. And for them, it's just been about muscle toning and shape. Whereas I've been on the other side. I've been on the side where I lacked confidence because of how I looked. And obviously because I've been there, I can totally empathize with everything that a particular client or someone that comes to me will feel. I know the 101 excuses for not going to the gym or doing an exercise. I know those. And because I know those, I can not so much counter them, but I can relate to them. I can say to them, well, look, I felt that way before. This is how we're going to do it. This is why we're going to do it. And it's not going to be like a conventional what you might do in the gym, because if it was that easy or we could watch all the videos on YouTube, we'd all have done it. But we didn't. Sometimes you just need that person who can relate and actually say, do you know what? We're doing this not because it's on the YouTube channel, not because this guru says it, because I've done it and it works. You know, I can stand in front of you and say, look, I was 6 stone heavier. I'm now not 6 stone heavier. This can be you.
Brilliant. Now that is very powerful. So yep. Part of what makes you the expert is the fact that you have been on this journey. So you're not basically just sharing theory that you've picked up. You've actually been there, done it, and now you can help other people to find the best way for them to get the weight loss results that they want as well.
Definitely. I wear the T-shirt. I've been there, done it, got the T-shirt.
Several sizes smaller T-shirt than originally, I would imagine.
Very much so.
Cool. Hey, Seamus, for people who want to find out a bit more, maybe want to get in touch, what's the best way for them to find out more about you?
I'm all over social media, but probably best if you go to the website, www.shayfit.co.uk. Some stuff on there about me, and obviously it's got all the links to the social media channels anyway, so that's probably the number one spot to go to.
Brilliant. That's www.shayfit.co.uk.
Brilliant.
Seamus, thank you so much for taking time out. It's been a pleasure as always. Cheers, mate.
Not a problem. Appreciate your time.
And last, but by no means least, another person we have had as a guest on a full episode before. Again, check the show notes to find their previous episode. I'd like to reintroduce you to Sam Pierce. Hey, Sam, how's it going?
So my name is Sam Pierce, and I run a company called SWAT Books.
Nice. So what do you do?
I'm a self-publishing consultant. So what I do is I help business owners, thought leaders, and coaches to publish their own books, but to do it professionally, credibly, and most importantly, ethically.
Brilliant. And I guess, big question, what makes you the expert at this?
Well, I've published nearly 60 titles now, including one of my own. So my own book, How to Self-Publish Stress-Free. And I know the publishing industry inside and out. The important thing is that I do self-publishing properly. So it's completely under the author's own control. So they own 100% of their rights. They keep 100% of their royalties. All accounts are handed back to them and everything is done on their behalf, not mine.
Brilliant. So they have ownership and control of everything. And you've done 60 books, you said? Published 60 books so far?
Coming up to 60 now, yeah.
That would certainly qualify you as being an expert. How can people find out more?
They can find out more on my website, which is swat-books.co.uk, or they can find me on Facebook.
Brilliant. And that's swat-books, swatt-books.co.uk, or SWAT Books on Facebook.
That's right.
Fantastic. So if you've got a book in you, or you're thinking about writing a book, or you're partway through writing a book and you're kind of wondering, how on earth do I publish it? Sam is the person to get in touch with. So there you have it, folks. That's six of my friends who are amazing experts in their fields. Check them out. Check out their sites. Check out their previous episodes for those who've been on here before, and get in touch with them. We will be back next week with another fantastic episode with another awesome guest. And until then, take care. Look after yourself. Remember, the change is always possible. When you change your mind, you change your life. So what does your life look like if...
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.